Happy Saturday, everybody.
Yeah, it is Saturday already. Get my mic over here. Yeah, there we go. Sounds better. Should have done that pre-show.
Yeah, you should have.
But, you know, we were talking through here. We had our stuff off, so anyway.
It gets confusing sometimes.
It does.
It's a good thing at least our mics were on and everything
and
was connected.
And the music was on and the volume was right and hopefully the board is working.
Hopefully.
Uh-oh, I have
Don't jinx it.
I have an Apple update.
No!
Apple software update just popped up on the laptop here. Go away. Shoo. Come back later on. Here we go. Quit. I have two versions of iTunes I need to download. Oh. That's the problem is I don't run iTunes on this computer.
You don't?
No, not on this one. Oh. I do on that one.
Oh, I was fixing to say, I know you use it at some point. No.
But yes, it is Saturday.
Guess what today is?
October the 2nd?
Yes, and?
I mean, opening day of muzzleloading season was yesterday, so it's not that. First session of dove season goes out today. October, nobody's birthday, nobody's anniversary.
Just nothing important at all?
No,
Really?
Nope. I'm good.
Really?
Yes.
Not homecoming? My last high school homecoming ever? No. Doesn't ring a bell?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
How is high school going?
Let's just say I'm glad I only have like 200 something days left.
200 something days left. you're too far away having short timer's disease this early, sweetheart.
Well, but we had our senior like group pictures, our class pictures after school on Wednesday. And if the rest of the school year goes any like what the pictures were trying to take them, it's not going to be pretty.
Not going to be pretty. But we'll finish. We'll finish.
Will we, though?
Yeah, you will. Trust me. If I have to carry you across it, we'll finish.
You just want me out of that.
No, it's not that. It's just something you got to do.
Should I tell them what you said about me? The other day, speaking of high school and everything, I was in my room doing homework.
Yeah, go ahead. I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it was funny. Dad came in, he goes, "You look like you're about to die. Are you going to survive?" I said, I just might. And he was like, "Well, wait a few years until Lee's big enough to replace you, and then you can die." I was like, "Thanks, Dad."
Brutally honest.
You wouldn't miss me as your co-host, though.
I do. I would.
Oh, now you admit it.
I've always admitted it.
But Lee could fill my spot and any other and everything
else.
Well,
not at 5 years old, he couldn't, but you'd have to wait a few more years than that.
So you're still saying.
But he could take your place with, you know, in the tree stand and going and doing things and fishing and stuff like that.
That's mean.
Well, just honest. Face it, at some point, you're going to replace me. Well, you will. Your sister did it. You will, too.
Oh,
so,
pfft.
You know, it's just life.
Uh-huh.
And then, you'll get replaced, too.
By my nephew.
That's right. My grandson. That's right. I'm going to raise this wing shooter.
Oh, gosh.
I've decided I am going to sculpt a wing shooter.
Have fun with that.
Daniel is not. So, we were on the dove field opening day. We were talking about it. He shot, like, 2.5 boxes. And one bird, and we were talking about it. He said, "I had a great time."
I even did better than him.
He said, "I had a great time." He said, "I'm just not a bird hunter." And Lee was on the field with us, and I said, "Ah, it's okay. I'm gonna build a bird hunter right over there."
As he's sitting in the stroller, just
That's
crying.
Right. He wasn't crying.
He was too.
No, he was not.
Mm-hmm. When I first got over there, he was crying.
When he first got over there, he was content and all that when I saw him. Anyway, the first split of dove season goes out today, October the 2nd.
Sad, but it's coming back.
Am I right on that? I better check that.
No, I think you are. Because I had in my head that I couldn't go dove.
You're going to have a hard time doing much of anything.
I know. But I'm not even playing basketball, so that's saving me some time.
You got to... Got some things we got to get done.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Well, enough. Everybody's out there going, "Okay, I'm tired of this already."
They don't even know what they listen to.
No, they don't.
They don't know who we are.
This is Woods and Water, South Carolina. It's supposedly
this is where we rant about
outdoor,
our problems.
An outdoor radio show. and all the things we have here in South Carolina to do in the outdoors. And like I've said many times before, the outdoors is never closed. And looking at this calendar event for the next few months, it's
definitely
on overdrive.
Not closed, yeah.
I'm going to find this out right quick. Y'all just hang with us. So we did shellfish seasoning open last year, and I mean last Saturday and shrimping season. We did all that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Oh, that was a big yawn.
Okay.
I think you're right. That's not what you're looking for.
That's not what I'm looking for.
Not
no.
Dates.
Well, what is it? Is it season dates, bag limits? Here we go. Yeah. Yeah.
I told
you. October 2nd. Okay. All right. For some reason, I just second-guessed myself. Okay. So with that being confirmed then.
Yes.
Let's. We got a calendar of events. And we're also going to go back. The Georgetown Wooden Boat Show is coming up in a couple weeks. And we did an interview with a gentleman from down there that was very good. Mm-hmm. And since it's going to be here in a couple weeks, we figured it might be good to go back and listen to that one. And so that's coming up next segment and then part of the next one after that. So that's what's coming up. But anyway, the calendar events is brought to you by Visit Anderson and
Green Pond Landing and Event Center.
Maurice PD Cup Shooting Clay and FITASC Championship, October the 7th through the 10th. It's a 200-target main event, 100-target FITASC, a 50-target five stand, 100-target preliminary, 50-target night shoot, 50-target sub gauge, and 50-target super sporting. Got a team flurry competition. It's an Ironman challenge. Shoot the prelim, main, FITASC, and five stand for a combined score to see who the Ironman champion is. They got food all through the things, receptions, music. You got a whole hog pig picking, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's at mauricepreserve.com. Call for more information and lodging.
SCNR Take What Make One is putting on a women's deer hunting clinic and hunt starting on October 15th, and you can register up until it starts, and it starts at 12 o'clock. For pre-registration, you can email Marianne Mason at mason@dnr.sc.gov for more details. You're going to be taught about some really important topics on deer hunting, like gun safety, marksmanship, game care, preparation, field dressing, stuff like that. So if you are new or you have you know a little bit but want to find out more about deer hunting, this would be one for you to go to.
Just a reminder, the Summerton Duck Fest is happening October the 9th. Main Street in Summerton, South Carolina, they're going to have a duck calling contest. They've already had the bass tournament. I think, they already had that bass tournament last week, and they have a mud run, live music, cook-off, ultimate air dogs, firefighter challenge, a beauty pageant, kids' corner, skeet shoot, parade, adult and kids' art contest, vendors' cornhole tournament, a fun duck run, shopping, and more. That is, and you can go to duckfestfun.com for more information.
I want to see that pageant.
Duck Fest.
National Wild Turkey Federation is putting on a hunting heritage banquet in Dutch Fork, South Carolina on October 7th. At 6 o'clock, and you can go to their website for more information and contact them at daltondykes@bellsouth.net.
The second annual Hillbilly Fishing Tournament, October the 9th, Hartwell Lake at Green Pond Landing. Safe light weigh-in at 3 o'clock. Blast off in the order you pay. $100 per boat, two-man teams, paybacks, all proceeds go to benefit the Shriners Children's Hospital.
Oh, that's a good cause.
It is a very good one.
I'll get to
that. Get to that one. All right, let's take a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna listen to the interview we did about the Charleston Wooden Boat Show, and then we'll finish up whatever time is left over. Y'all, hang on. More Woods and Water, South Carolina, coming up. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Taylor, we got a pretty good one here.
Oh, very good one. Y'all are going to want to listen up to this.
This was one of your grandfathers when, when they were still traveling and getting around. This is one of the
ones he loved to go to because, you know, he's a woodworker.
Mm-hmm.
He loved it, and he loved watching them work with wood, build boats. So we've got a special guest on the line with us. He is Mr. Johnny Weaver. He's with the Georgetown Wooden Boat Show. Mr. Weaver, thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day to be on Woods and Water, South Carolina.
I'm glad to. This is one of my favorite topics.
And from what I understand, you have been around the Wooden Boat Show or whatever it has been since its inception.
I think I was a helper maybe after the first year.
Uh-huh.
The Wooden Boat Show actually started as an exhibit, a wooden boat exhibit, in a little festival called Bayfest. It was a fall festival designed to bring people downtown to Georgetown.
Okay.
And Bayfest sort of went away, but the people that had the wooden boat exhibit, Lynn Anderson and Susan Sanders and Sid Hood and Sally Swineford, decided it was a good thing to have and to continue to bring people downtown, so they moved it to Francis Marion Park right there in the middle of downtown Georgetown.
Right.
Sid and Sally owned the River Room, and at the time, Lynn Anderson and Susan Sanders owned Harbor Specialty, so they had businesses right there across the street from each other. And this was called the Wooden Boat Exhibit for a while because that's kind of what it was.
Right.
And in 1993, we had 35 exhibits, and then we had, I think we were begging to get 12 sponsors. And now we're up to over 140 exhibits and approximately 300 sponsors.
My goodness.
So this thing has grown considerably since the days of being an exhibit there at Francis Marion Park. A few years later, we changed it to the Wooden Boat Show because that was more accurate of actually what it was. And we had boats. Well, then we put them out in the parking places along Front Street, closed off part of downtown. And we had the boats being exhibited there. And then we had vendors who wanted to put up or come in and sell things at the boat show.
Okay.
And as long as they didn't compete with us, they can't sell T-shirts and things like that because this is our fundraiser, our annual, major annual fundraiser. Well, the vendors that come in, whatever they have has to be maritime related.
Okay.
And that has grown now. Last year we had 40 what we call commercial vendors selling anything from jewelry, artwork, prints, wood carvings, all kind of things right there on Front Street. We are now closing off 3 blocks of Front Street.
Wow.
We've lined up both sides, all 3 blocks. The merchants downtown will tell you almost unanimously that Saturday is the best business day of the whole year. All of the shops are open, and people come in. They come to the boat show. They look at the vendors, and they visit all the shops. The restaurants do a great business then.
Sure.
We do have food at the boat show, but most people go in and get dinner or stay on into the evening and eat dinner there.
Sure.
Great place to visit whether you're having a boat show or not. Georgetown, the downtown historic part of Georgetown, is a wonderful place to see.
It is. It is.
But we have boats on the land, and we have boats in the water. We extend the current city docks by about 100 feet on either side, and we'll have anywhere from 35 to 45 boats on display in the water.
Wow.
And they can be anything from, I think we had an 8-foot little sailing pram last year, up to, we have had an 85-foot Navy minesweeper in there.
Wow.
We've had shrimp boats, we've had trophies, Chris Crafts, of course, just all kinds of wooden boats, all sizes, shapes. all some homemade, some factory made, but all wood.
All wood.
One of the requirements that they don't have to be wood top sides and all of that, but the hull and the main structure of the boat has to be wood.
You know, you mentioned the Chris Craft, and I saw a little blurb that came out on your Facebook page that you're going to have a Chris Craft that was built in 1941 on display this year.
Yes, we are. That's a beautiful boat, too. I can't wait to see that one come in. We've got one boat. Last year we had two boats that were 100 years old.
Wow.
We've got different categories that we put the boats in, and we've got row and canoe and kayak, and then coming right on up, we've got sailboats, paddle boats, and the paddle boats and sailboats are classic, and that's one that was older than 1960.
Okay.
We have paddle boats, the same thing, classic, and newer ones. We have outboards and inboards. We have owner-built and designed boats. So we've got several different categories that we judge the boats on, and then they get an award. Whoever wins gets an award Saturday night at the awards dinner.
Okay. Okay. Well, there's a lot going on. I know Taylor had a question probably about the one of the biggest ones, and I mentioned at the beginning, this is my dad's an engineer and loves to woodwork and all. Taylor, there's one thing that you wanted to ask him about the kind of the main event going on if you're a boat builder.
I was looking on the website and I ran across the main events and I was looking. Tell us a little bit about the Wooden Boat Challenge.
The Wooden Boat Challenge is something actually was started up in, I think, Connecticut back in somewhere around the 80s. And the idea of it was for everyone to build the same boat, and it had competitions in Maine, Connecticut, Beaufort, North Carolina, and Georgetown. And I think Georgetown won what we call the world record one time when we do this. But basically what it is the participants in this, we have two-person teams. I used to say two-man teams.
Yes, but...
But it's a lot of times it's male and female. We had a girlfriend, boyfriend doing it one time. And
okay.
I think they ended up getting married. They didn't kill each other doing it. But I'm not really sure I could do it. But
neither could I.
We have... we can take in up to 18 teams. And I think last year we had 15.
Okay.
But they are... And they can get the plans ahead of time and do some practice boats. But that day, they are given a set of plans and a pile of lumber. And it's 12 o'clock, they start. They have 4 hours to build this boat. All are building the same boat.
Okay.
At 4 o'clock, the whistle blows. They are judged on the time it takes them to build the boat.
All right.
And then they're judged on the quality of the boat, just what it looks like.
Okay.
It's got all the gaps in and stuff like that on the clothes. And then at 5 o'clock, we put them in the water and we waste them. And each team member has to row it out and back. And we have, usually with so many boats, we have 3 or 4 heats with about 3 or 4 boats in each heat.
Okay.
And each team member has to race out and come back. Then the other team member gets in and goes out and come back. And one of them, as I mentioned, the boyfriend, girlfriend, she went out first. And when she came back, you could tell the boat was kind of wallowing in the water a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And it was taking on water. When he got in, he got about halfway to the buoys, put his life jacket on, and we have a series of pictures of where he just kept getting deeper and deeper in the water. So finally, he was there with his paddle and life jacket on. and the crowd cheering the whole time.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I am so sure.
It is wild seeing that boat race. And that's kind of the culmination of everything on Saturday.
I got you.
So that is interesting. They have their own. They've got the other thing about this is they only have about a 12 foot by 12 foot space in which to build these boats.
Okay.
So they are kind of cramped in there. And when that whistle goes off, stand back because there's sawdust going everywhere. And that is a great event, and we've had that for several years, and that draws a lot of people down to the boat show. just to walk through and watch on the background, but you're able to walk through the whole tent and see all of the teams as they work it and see the progress.
And that's on Saturday. We were talking earlier about trying to make it down and seeing it. We're actually going to be in Charleston on the 19th. But then we talked about Sunday, maybe coming up Sunday morning, and you talked about the corrugated boat regatta that we need to be there for Sunday. Tell us a bit about that one.
We started that about 3 or 4 years ago. One of our board members had seen it somewhere at another venue or something. And International Paper Company, in fact, yesterday we took 4 pickup trucks and went to International Paper here in Georgetown and got 4 loads of cardboard and cardboard tubes using corrugated. I've already been chastised on that a couple of times.
Okay.
But we picked up the material, and people can come by and pick up what they need anytime from the museum, and it's no cost to them. They can build any style boat they want.
Okay.
And then there again, after they finish building, when we have the, we don't call it a race because it's, that's not really fair, but they've got to go in the water and get out to a certain buoy that we have out there just to show their seaworthy. And the first year we had it, we had awards like the Titanic Award, the Most Dramatic Award, and the Best Boat and the Fastest and all that stuff.
Right.
And the group and different little different civic clubs and stuff like that.
Sure.
People like that build yeah. these things. And the one that got the Titanic Award, they put it in the water, they all got in the boat, and it went straight to the bottom. Right and
didn't even make it to the iceberg.
Ah, yes, Taylor. That was a good interview.
Yeah,
you know, when you get a good interview like that, you hate to go back to him and ask him for a new one. So kind of going back a little bit and picking up some of the things, but not having it last year, they're having it this year, and it was just a fun time. Mm-hmm. So we got a little more coming back on the other side of the break, and then we'll be back. I guess after that, we'll finish up this segment and then go to the last one. So y'all hang on. More Woods and Water, South Carolina, on the other side of the break. Couple days off, Taylor. That's all we need.
Uh-huh.
Got a little worried about me over here, didn't you?
Yeah, I couldn't tell if like, you were having an aneurysm or...
seizure or...
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, I just like this music.
Uh-huh. I'm glad you do, Daddy. There it is again. Somebody call 911, please.
It's just good music. Listen to this.
We need a paramedic over here, people. A
couple days off. All right. Well, let's continue on with our interview about the Georgetown Wooden Boat Show. If you're down, you need to make plans to go to it. Here we go.
The most dramatic was 3 teenage girls that got about 10 feet from the dock, and it started singing and pushing, and they started screaming, and all this saved me, I'm going to die, and all this kind of stuff. Drama queens. That was so funny. They got the most dramatic award.
Yeah, we I know one that would be right in there if she was in a corrugated boat.
I was going to say don't say anything, but I guess that didn't work.
No, it didn't work. Sorry, you're outnumbered on this one.
Well, that thing has turned out to be a lot of fun. And also on Sunday, we have the Optipram regatta.
Okay.
Several years ago, it was a deal down here in Georgetown. Realized that there's not a sailing anywhere in children learning how to sail.
Okay.
With all the rivers right here.
All right.
And we started a little sailing program for young children in a little 8-foot Optimus pram. And since we're a wooden boat show, and that's where we come from.
Okay.
Volunteers built those boats. So we've got wooden Optiprams that were built locally.
Okay.
And we started that school, we were hoping we were going to get 15 people to sign up that first year. We had 75.
Oh, my goodness.
We are now doing classes in the morning and classes in the afternoon. People start coming in, generally grandparents, start coming in early in the year to make sure their grandchildren are signed up for a week at the table school with the sailing class.
That is
and
great.
They have a ball. I was down there one time, and there's children get in these boats, and they're in the boat by themselves, both of them. Or some of them have been in the boat. Some of them have never, both of them have been in the boat by themselves. And by the end of the week, they are sailing around and go down.
Wow.
And to see them about Wednesday, they see this literally hump day. And that's when they have a little meltdown sometimes and just
sure.
And all that kind of stuff. And then Friday, you can see them coming in and just smiling, just beaming when they come in. They're so happy they come into the dock.
Wow.
So that has been a real good feature that we have now at the museum, or an event, rather.
Very
there will be a regatta there Sunday for that, so you'll see that.
We'll still
have all the exhibits on Sunday.
Okay.
We'll have the food. We have a beer garden on Sunday and Saturday.
Okay.
Of course, all the restaurants are open now on Sunday.
Got some music going on.
Got music. Got band at each end, and it's just about as crowded on Sunday as it is on Saturday.
We
just started the Sunday a few years ago, and that has worked out real well for us.
Well, sure. If you're going to come down to the coast and see some wooden boats, just stay the whole weekend. Make it a 2-day
event. And a lot of our exhibitors told us that, they could do everything they can to get a boat or a vendor or whatever down here. It's a whole lot better to stay 2 days and just come in 1 day for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And we tried the Sunday, and it worked well, and now all of a sudden we full 2 days and three blocks closed off downtown. And
the
businesses love it.
Sounds like a great event and something that for everyone. I mean, if you're a woodworker, you can get out and watch somebody build a boat. If you just like cool boats, there are a lot of those there. There's food. There's shopping for the ladies. There's some fun.
We have a kids' boat building little booth also where they can come in. And it's, for small children.
Sure.
Got a piece of wood. They put a mast on it. They got markers there to color them and everything. And then we've got a little swimming pool in that we fill up. They put them in there and sail them around that pool. That thing stays busy all day long.
Well, Mr. Weaver, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to do this for me. I hope there's some people that are listening that'll, if they can't make it down this year, they'll make plans to look forward next year and make it part of their fall on the coast of South Carolina.
Well, I hope they'll come. This is our 30th year, and every year it is on the third Saturday of October.
There you go.
Taylor, he said 30th year because this was a couple of years ago, but this is actually their what?
Their 32nd Georgetown annual wooden boat show.
And you can find it at woodenboatshow.com. You can find out more information about the show, about this year. October 16th and 17th is coming up pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. The South Carolina coast is a pretty cool place, Taylor.
It is.
Wooden boat show. And you know what? If you decide to go down for this, right there in Georgetown, there's some, but just up the road in McClellanville are some seafood wholesalers.
Mm.
And I just looked at Livingston's Bulls Bay Seafood's Facebook page. This week they were getting in 16 20s of white shrimp. These are large. I guess the extra large are like the 12 to 15s. These are large as head on white shrimp. $3.75 a pound. Got about 50 pounds. But, you get three or four people to go in and take 10 pounds a piece. I mean, that's $3. Go to the local grocery store and try to buy 10 pounds of shrimp for $30.
And these things
you're
are
buying 10
fresh,
pounds of shrimp
though.
For about $90.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, these are right off the boat.
Yeah, because they're straight out the dang ocean.
I mean, they're packed in a wax box with ice. And pro tip, don't just put something down underneath the bag, underneath the box. How long was it? 12, 18 months, 2 years before the shrimp smell left mom's Toyota?
Yes, it was. I'd be on the way to school and catch a whiff of it, and I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah, take your own cooler and you know, don't rely on that wax box to hold them. The funny thing is, one of the other times I took my own cooler, and I was coming up 176 somewhere down below St. Matthews or something, and there was a deer in the road, and I slammed on the brakes, and I heard the cooler hit the back of the back seats in the Durango now, not mom's Toyota. So the Toyota has already been christened with shrimp
juice. Mom told dad no more.
Yeah,
no more using
her
car.
Any more of that. So I, you know, and I look in the rearview mirror and I see the white of the cooler. I'm like, okay, everything's cool and all. No. The cooler had turned on its side and leaked shrimp juice all in my Durango, which, you know, to this day, I have removed the third seat in the back. It will never be the same. It just some things, leather and shrimp juice, you know, just don't recover. So,
but all of those smelly memories also resulted in me learning how to devein shrimp,
head shrimp, to enjoy shrimp scampi and grilled shrimp and shrimp and grits
and your seafood chipeño
with shrimp and
By the way, it's getting that time again.
It is getting that. I've already done chili this year.
Yes, you have.
I did chili the other day.
I'm just craving your seafood chipeño.
So seafood chipeño will be on the way here. Not Muscles too distant future.
And oh. Yeah.
We start getting an okay. I've officially started
salivating.
Give me something to bail the scuppers out here. Oh gosh. Okay, you still had something on the calendar.
I did have one more calendar.
Yes.
Do you have anything?
No, I'm good.
Okay. That friends of NRA they're putting on their Sumter Friends of NRA banquet, which is going to be October 6th. So that is this coming up Wednesday. Am I right? Yes.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock, it is $320 for a table, $80 for a couple, and $45 for a single. And it doesn't say anything about. Do you know if you can pay at the door, or you have to register?
I would register. Some of these events are selling out. I know the one in Rock Hill the other night was sold out.
Okay. Well, to get in touch with them, you can email jim@strongarmsumter.com. For more information, and hopefully that's where you can go to register, because they don't have anything else on there about that. So.
Yeah, at the same time, I just got to...
What?
The smell of shrimp.
Just come back.
And carpet in the car.
All I smell is... I smell shrimp and the Great Value air fresheners that Mom got
gosh.
From Walmart.
Oh,
and put
yeah.
them in there. They were like fruity flour or something like that. And it was not a good mixture. And then Lysol. Lysol was the other
gosh,
thing thrown in there.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay, so for the record, just make sure you, I don't know.
Don't
and
take
I
your
had,
wife's
I had
car.
Even, I had even duct taped the cooler shut, and it still leaked out. So, all right. Y'all hang on. We'll be back with more Woods and Water South kind of after the break. A little outfield for you. Hey, did the Braves clinch their division?
I don't watch baseball.
Neither do I.
Well, then why?
Well, I just saw something the other day and said I think they did. Oh well. Anyway, you know, if you ever miss a show or haven't listened since the inception back in March of 2014, you can go to our website. I've got to put a lot of them on for this year, but there are like 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There's 8 tabs for podcasts on the website.
Really?
Yeah.
Dang.
because this is our eighth year.
Wow.
So you can look back at all the, well, don't go too far back because it was pretty rough there in the beginning. It's gotten, I guess it's gotten better over the years. I don't know. But yeah, it's on the website, woodsandwatersc.com. I don't say that enough. We don't promote our social media much either.
We don't do much. We like to talk. And when we can't talk, we don't do anything. Yeah.
I need to blog on the website. Don't do that. We do. I do post. I do. The Woods and Water Facebook page is pretty active.
Yes. And I'm yawning again, guys.
Don't yawn.
I know. Ugh. Anyway.
It's not nap time. Besides that, college football.
I know.
You know, we got a football game to watch here tonight.
I know. Well, I won't be here.
Oh, well, I'm going to watch football tonight. Yeah, I know what you're going to be doing. Okay. Speaking of our Facebook page. Okay, that's enough of that. I'm going to duct tape your mouth shut.
I'm not going to go smoke or anything, Dad. I'm going to dance.
I know you're not.
Yeah, but it may as well be smoking you. Know, you.
Yeah. There's a fine line in all this stuff and dancing with a boy and smoking.
Oh,
and
please.
You know, there's a real fine line.
Is there?
And there better be like 6 inches between you when you dance.
Should I warn?
Do I need to go and chaperone?
Well, I was going to ask, do I need to ask Mills if he's okay with carrying around a duck call the entire night? Don't think I didn't forget about that.
Okay. All right.
Should I? Is that a question that needs to be asked? No.
Okay. Speaking of our website, Taylor.
Yes.
Starting this coming Monday, we got a giveaway. Yes.
We do have a giveaway, and it's going to be brought to you by Hunter Safety Systems.
Good friend Jerry Widener of Hunter Safety Systems in Danville, Alabama. They manufacture harnesses, lifelines, and all, and he's given us a $200 gift certificate.
Oh. And y'all know we stress a lot about Hunter Safety on the show because things can happen so fast, and you honestly, I mean, you never know which hunt could be your last, and your main goal is, like we always say, is to get home after hunt, not what you bring home. You want to bring home yourself, first of all. If you get a deer, congratulations, but you want to bring yourself home first.
Yes, thank you.
This is a great way to do it. And if, I mean, we talked about their prices and everything. If y'all don't want to go for a full-on $200, $300 harness, they've got some $99 ones.
Their harness is like $170, their most expensive one.
Well, I'm talking
one.
Like the lifeline and everything and like,
well,
like a whole thing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If y'all don't want to do that, I mean, they've got $99 harnesses, and you can...
They got a $59 harness now, a one-size-fit-all.
Oh, I say one-size-fit-all, yeah.
Yeah, yep. But the gift certificate is geared towards a harness and a lifeline. It's a package deal. Whatever you have left over, you can buy other stuff on their website, from a LimaShield to, you know, accessories like rope. They have some neat pulls and all. Bring your stuff up in the stand with you and all, but... it's going to be on our Facebook page, Woods and Water SC. You'll see I'll do a post for the giveaway. All you got to do is tag yourself in the post. If you want to like the page, that's fine. But I'm not going to, your safety in a tree stand, I'm not going to hold it hostage to you hitting a like on button on the Facebook page. So that's totally up to you. But, yeah, just tag yourself in the post.
And if harnesses and lifelines sound intimidating to you and complicated, believe me, it's not. If I can use it at 5 o'clock in the morning, y'all can use it too.
So, but we do appreciate the partnership we have with Jerry and Hunter Safety Systems. We've used their products now for years, and that's gone a LimaShield, which we just did a LimaShield giveaway. Yep. But we really appreciate Philip Dixon over at LimaShield. Jerry Widener and his brother over at Hunter Safety Systems.
And our goal is to be getting better at doing more of these giveaways on a regular basis.
Yep.
We kind of like our one plate kind of person. Like, you get this thing done, then you're done. And then we gotta keep a list of things we got to do.
in other outdoor-related news, one of the big things that landed this week, and it caught everybody off guard, at least most everybody in the black powder community, if you shoot traditional black powder or any of the other products, but Hodgkin Powder announced they're closing the GOEX facility. Now, GOEX, which is G-O-E-X, is their black powder brand. It's effective immediately, and this was on... Wednesday, Tuesday, 9:29. It'll be Wednesday. Nope. Yep, that's right. So Wednesday morning, I got a press release. Effective immediately, Hogden Powder Company, Inc., has made the decision to cease manufacturing operations at the company's Camp Mendon, Louisiana site while evaluating strategic options for the black powder business. So GOEX, Old Unsford brands of black powder, along with the manufacturing capabilities, will include a potential sale of the business. They're going to keep everybody on to the end of the year, but I mean, this was 1947. Was when Hogden, and then, you know, I don't understand it. It just, with as much demand as there is in the hunting industry these days, I don't know what this is, but, I did find some of it for sale. I have some already. I went in and stocked up a little more. Actually, it's press release September 27th. Stocked up a little more, so you may, you know, I think there's a Swiss company that puts out black powder. But it's something you may want to try to find some GOEX. If you need 2F, 3F, or 4F black powder, you best find it now. Strange things.
Very strange.
What you got?
applications for lottery hunts are starting up here, and this one is going to be for quail hunts for the McBWMA lottery hunt, and they will be accepting these until October 15th at 5 p.m., and there's a non-refundable fee of $5 for all applicants of these lottery hunts. For the youth hunters, they must be at least 10 years old, and all hunts are 2 consecutive days, and the bag limits for the birds over those 2 days are going to be 10 birds per hunting party. Now, after the selection process, the primary applicant is going to receive the email from DNR with notifications and your information on your hunts. But if there's any problems with any of that, if you are expecting it doesn't come, call your local DNR office and figure out what's going on with it. You want me to do back-to-back?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I've got another. These are the waterfowl lottery application. And, again, that's going to be going through October 5th at 5 o'clock. And it's going to be public land hunts. And the fee is going to be $20. It's a multi-site waterfowl lottery hunt. And it's $5 per youth applicant. Again, that is going to be at least 10 years of age. And the applicant will receive the same email. But the hunts this year will have some restrictions on locations. And that the only restrictions are going to be Santee Delta and Samworth are going to be the only two that are going to be restricted from those hunts. And what are you pointing at?
Don't forget this right here. This is important.
Read it then.
Applicants for both the waterfowl multi-site and youth multi-site lottery hunts also have the ability to opt in for second chance waterfowl hunting opportunities being offered by private landowners.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. Ed Paul, who we just talked about Duck Fest, this is Ed Paul's baby. He loves this. This is it's no additional cost. There are no preference points needed. In other words, if you didn't get drawn in the lottery hunt by DNR, you can opt for this secondary draw hunt, which is put on by private landowners here in South Carolina, and it's called the South Carolina Wildlife Partnership. It is what Ed Paul is doing. And Pintail Partners is offering you a youth hunt. If you opt in by registering and you're not selected by DNR Lottery Hunt, they give the name, email, phone number of the primary applicant to SCWP or Pintail Partners. The youth hunt applicants for inclusion SCWP or Pintail Partners lottery process. Again, no additional cost, no lottery points for these second draws. And they do require you to have completed a hunter education course prior to any SCWP hunt, which is pretty good. That's pretty cool that private landowners are opening up access to other than I'm going to steal this over here.
Okay. I was going to say
this is my thing.
I knew it. If you're an aunt and uncle, a mom or dad, take advantage of the youth hunts for your niece or nephew, your son or daughter, because they are a great opportunity, especially with the private landowners coming together and making it possible for y'all.
Yep. And this will be the end of it. Well, Get close to the end of it.
We got some exciting news for people that are a fan of Shaw Air Force
Drum
Base.
Roll. I don't have that on the thing, do I?
We need one of those fun little soundboard thingies.
Well, I do have one. That's what this is right here. I just don't have it.
Wait, thank you.
There's
you can
a second
do like...
one. Oh, yeah. Oh, you can have like up to 50 sounds. You just have to go trying to think where you go to roll over to the secondary board. Because this is a primary board. Oh, right. No. We'll have to figure it out. But somewhere in here, you can roll over and I get all sorts of soundboards and stuff like this. Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
Oh, yeah. I can record anything and put it on here. Yeah. I have been going to these things since high school. And the thing is, it's the Shaw Air and Space Expo. They used to be called Thunder Over the Midlands and some other things. But, yeah, it's coming back to Shaw Air Force Base.
2022.
April the 2nd and 3rd of 2022. Shaw Air Force will again be hosting Thunder Over the Midlands or Shaw Air and Space Expo, whatever you want to call it. So put that on your calendars now. And the coolest thing of all, Taylor.
Tell me.
When the Air Force Thunderbirds take to the skies in 2022, three of the officers leading the team will be from the Air Force's top air dominant squadron in 2020, the 79th Fighter Squadron, the Tigers from Shaw Air Force Base. Captain Travis Angry Grindstaff and Captain Jacob Primo M. Palazzari will join Major Ian Bearley on the team. That is cool.
That is really cool.
April 2nd, 3rd, 2022, Thunder Over the Midlands. Oh, with that, it's another show. Y'all take it easy. I'm excited about this one, y'all.
I know.
Make time to get out there.
Take the back roads when you can.
Don't forget the camera. We see you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Yes, I'm gone to Carolina.